Jesus, to better teach crowds of people interested in hearing God's word, used Simon's boat as a pulpit. Everyone could gather on the shore of the lake where they could both see and hear him teach. St. Luke continues the story of Simon Peter's call to be a disciple. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Consider Simon's reaction. He and his partners, James and John, had been up all night trying to catch fish both for their families and to sell in the marketplace. Their labors were in vain. Tired, probably somewhat disgusted, all the fishermen wanted to do was prepare their nets for the next evening's work, go home, and get some sleep. Certainly, Jesus using the boat as a pulpit was somewhat inconvenient for Simon, but he agreed and listened along with the crowd. When Jesus suggested that Simon take the freshly cleaned and repaired nets and go fishing, Simon agreed reluctantly. After all, Jesus was not a fisherman, but a carpenter and a teacher. What did he know about fishing? Simon soon found out that the word of God, the word spoken by Jesus, is more powerful than the best practices of professional fishermen. May our Lord grant that we hear Jesus' words and do as he asks us to do. Amen.